Hello, beautiful reflections. It's the month of March, 2024. I'll be releasing this on the 3rd of March. And I'm so glad you clicked into a talk time with Ty. My name is Ty, and this is our fifth time meeting here at our special spot. My intention is always to communicate from a place of love that will assist in our healing and transformation. I express sincere gratitude for your presence. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Question, of course. Who knew that March was National Women's Month? I had no clue. But it's so divine. Life is so beautiful because this topic that I want to talk about today, I was thinking about it for the last week or so with things that were coming up and things that I have that was happening. But I found out a couple of days ago on IG, Instagram, for those of you that don't know what IG is, I saw a beautiful post about women. This lady was celebrating women, and I was like, look at God. I was like, look at this here. This is so magical that this is Women's Month, and this is what who I'm going to speak to today. Before we get started, this is about women or towards women, what I want to talk about, but it's also for the men that love us. If you're young, for the young people that love us, young, I don't know if people are allowing their children to listen to this, but this is for the family to listen to because it affects all of us. We're all connected, as I always say. But I want the women that are listening to please give yourself some time to really listen. Get comfortable. Think about the women in your life that have been examples to you, those that are still here and those that aren't with us anymore. Let's try to bring in the love from them and think about the energy they gave us, what important parts they played in our lives. As you hear what I'm going to say, I'm dedicating this show specifically, this episode, to my grandma Queenie, my niece Naya, my homegirl Sharonda, my homegirl Mickey Wilkins, Rolanda, Leola, Miss Yvonne, our old classmate Love Myers, and my cousin Kashana. I love you all. I welcome your spirit, your energy to this episode. And I dedicate it to all the women that are listening, especially the women. Men, we love you too. I love you too. You know that. But today, I want to talk to my women because I'm all about energy. And there's a huge change happening now. And I just want to remind the ladies of our power, our natural power that we have that can change life. So first I want to go into how things have been provided to us, we participated in, that have dimmed our light, that have taken away from our power, taken away our understanding, taken away the natural connectedness that we should have to ourselves and our power as women. And the first thing I want to point out is the way that we treat our bodies. We are all so busy all the time. Mothers, working, taking care of other people, and we've neglected ourselves. And some of us just never really was taught how to even take care of ourselves properly. And I noticed over my years how I had to go back. I'm so much more conscious of it now, but over the years I had to learn all of the bad habits that I was doing to my body and how things affect my natural hormones and my stress levels and my aging process and all of these things. And I wanted to just remind the queens and even the men that are listening to, you can help keep your lady encouraged to be mindful of these things. But first of all, our body affects our mind and vice versa. And if we're not taking care of the body, then we're clearly not going to be thinking clearly, and we're not going to be in touch with our intuition as we can, which will stop us from being able to identify what is right for us. And I looked at, I'm doing a heavy dive into changing my diet. Heavy. Because I've noticed, first, the weight needs to go. And depending on what I eat, I will have high energy or very low energy. I will think clearly or I won't. And I started thinking that's because the food isn't natural, right? Which I've mentioned before. The food isn't natural. And I know a lot of women over the years, I've had so many conversations about how our menstrual cycle is off. The pH balance is off. You know, you just, your body just does not feel good. And if you don't feel good, how are you going to get out there and function at your highest vibration if your body isn't feeling right? You're not going to have the energy or patience to show up for anybody else when your body is feeling horrible, especially when, you know, when we go through our lady, the little red lady comes and sees us. Those of us that still get that, we need to specifically take care of ourselves. If you are a woman that has had any of these things, sluggishness, your menstruals extra heavy, bloating, just unbelievably tired, and it's just going on and on this way, pay attention to what you eat, especially a couple of weeks before that time of the month. Eat cleaner. Just try it 1 month, ladies, please. Eat cleaner. If you drink a lot, don't drink as much. If you smoke a lot of cannabis, don't smoke as much. And look and see. First, try the food. Try the food thing first. Try eating cleaner. Not as much processed food, not as much grease, not as much sugars, not as much bread and flours and stuff like that. And see, at least 2 weeks before, see how the flow is. I guarantee it will be so much better. Because that stuff plays a part. And music and dancing. music and dancing. If you're not an exercise person, just give yourself 15, 20 minutes. Okay, that might be a lot for some of us. 10 minutes a day. Just move your body. I don't care if you gotta just if you just wiggle it around, just move your body. And while when you're doing a little wiggle or dancing, make your mind intentionally pay attention to what you feel in your body, how your legs feel, how your arms feel, how your stomach feels inside. What sensations are you having when you move your body? And do that for 5 days, ladies. Please do this for yourself. Invest in this for yourself. I just want you to see for yourself the difference this will make, how much it will open you up, and how much more connected to your natural you will feel. And of course, meditation, prayer, definitely. Reading definitely will stimulate your mind and will expand your consciousness. But, and I say these things because we need to invest in us, ladies. We need to invest in ourselves in order for us to get in touch with who we really are, our true feminine power. And the true feminine power is the ability to bring in what is needed. The masculine power is to carry out the action to obtain it. But we are natural nurturers by nature. Our body speaks to us. And men, this you have this too. You have this too. But the woman has the womb. We naturally give life, okay? We bring forth life. Even those of us that have not had children, we still have this within us. And we nurture life. And if we get us together, if we get connected to ourselves, we are then able to spread that same energy out into the family, into the community. And a shift will happen. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But I also want to point out to us women that there is only one you. There is only one you. No matter what you see that you may like that somebody else is doing, or you feel like somebody else is copying what you're doing, only you can do what you do. Only you can show up the way you show up in this life. Only you can bring forth what is meant for you. No one else can take that. They can't take your looks. They can't take your personality. They can't take your money. They can't take your car. They can't take your man. They can go after it. They can copy it. They can imitate it, but they can't have what is for you. So that clearly means whatever leaves your life, say goodbye because it was not meant to be. The time that you had it was the time that it was supposed to be there, and there is a lesson in that. And if you are in touch with your true self, you will see that, and you won't have to chase or fret over what is not, because what is for you will be for you. And anybody that goes after what you have or tries to imitate it or take it from you, they are wearing a mask. They are not in alignment within themselves, because they would not need to do that if they were in alignment with their own individual power. And that will not last. No one can walk around and be Ta but Ta. And anyone that tries to say that I don't do Ta well, try it. It will not work out the same for you, because you are not me. And that is what we need to know as women. If you remain in that confidence within yourself, the clarity of who you are, what is meant for you, your passions, what life has designed specifically for you will reveal itself. And anything that you go after that does not stay within your grasp was supposed to leave your grasp. And the more confident you are in knowing that, the more peace you will have. And the more of what will be intended for you will naturally just come to you. That is the beauty of the feminine, of the woman. We have that in us naturally. Men, you'd have it too. You have it too. The masculine does have, the man, I should say, has that feminine energy as well. We all have it. But that part is in all of us. But the creativity, the nurturing of the woman in the dynamic of the community, in the way that the community moves, we are a true example. The man sees his light in we dance in the shadows of the sunlight that the man has. We support him. I'm not, the children are watching the mother or the woman. Before a child is born, the child has the natural energy of the mother and the father. And the child sits within the womb of the mother for all of those months, incubating and growing, taking on that energy. And after the child is born, there's an energetic connection that will always be from the mother to the child. If your mother is not with you, you still have a natural energetic connection. And the way the mother vibrates will always be within her child. And if we walk in confidence, in virtue, if we take care of ourselves, that will resonate throughout life itself. And no, this is not widespread information, because the money we spend on the toxins that go into our body keep commerce moving. And there's always an opposition to everything. So yes, there's a lot of toxic energy of self-doubt, lack of love for yourself, lack of love and admiration for the next woman, lack of confidence, lack of knowing what your divinity is and what your purpose is. There's a whole lot of that going on. But we can shift that. And it's happening. It's happening. I can feel it. And my part in this is to talk about it too. Speak to my queens and our kings and the young ones that are watching us. This is my part in bringing the healing and transformation to shift from what we paying attention to what we personally don't have and figuring out what is all inside that we can master and pour out from, fill up our cups internally so that it will overflow externally. And we can all move in the vibration of truth, of love, of knowing, of having clarity about who we are and what our part in life is. And I just wanted to come up here and say that I love my women. I love my women. I have had some beautiful experiences with women. I've had some not so great experiences, but I hold on to the good more than I do the bad, because the negative serves its purpose, because there's a lesson in every challenge. So I have that within me too. There has to always be a balance, but I love to love, and I love to feel good, and I love to love on other women. I'm always encouraging my queens. Anybody that interacts with me will agree. Even if I say things that you don't want to hear, if you know me, you know it's out of love. And check me if I come incorrect. That's another thing. There's a fine line in holding each other accountable. We're not supposed to be tearing each other down, but in a healthy manner. If you're healthy inside and you do see your sister slip hanging, let her know. If you get joy out of saying things that's going to hurt your sister, then that's the wrong intention. And you should probably, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But if you enjoy being hurtful, when you speak to the next woman and you know what you're saying is making her feel bad and it gives you some type of gratification inside, because you know that's on the low, you're not telling anybody that truth, but you know that. If that's what's happening, wow. Is that okay with you, really? Is that okay? I'm just asking. And okay. I'm going to stop here. I think I got my points across about what I wanted to speak to all of my beautiful women about, and the men that love us too. We love you, men. I love you, men. I would have said more to you today, but I'm not a man. So I don't ever want to come from the wrong place when I speak to my brothers. I can only speak as a woman, as Ta, to my brothers, to my kings. So I didn't mean to leave you out, but support us. Men, we need you. We need you. We need your love and support just as much as you need us. We need you. We need you to stand up in your balance of your masculine and feminine. We need you to be healthy in mind, body, and spirit. We need that from you as well, so that we all can do this thing called life together. Okay? All right. So I'm going to go. And I'm also going to leave here in the bottom of wherever you're listening to this. I have two songs. I Am Woman. This song called She by Alice Smith. There's a book called Fast Like a Girl by Dr. Mindy Pels. Amazing book. I'm reading it right now. And it talks about how there's a all these quick, fast, all these fasting information that's out there. But this book specifically speaks about fasting as a woman, intermittent fasting, or just fasting as a woman. It's a whole lot of nutritional information there. Queen Afua, Sacred Woman. A lot of you probably have read that book already. She is phenomenal. The jewels that are in this book are priceless. If you want to tap into that, I strongly urge you to do so. I'm also going to put a link for a moon calendar. And I'm not going to say too much about that. I'm going to put a link for your moon calendar and tap into it. Tap into that energy. Tap into it. Okay? But I love you guys. I'm going to go now. I love you. Please continue to check me out at A Talk Time with Ty everywhere, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Every other Sunday, I always put out a verbal expression. Always. I will never skip a beat on it. So check out that. And if you have family and friends that don't know about A Talk Time with Todd, that don't know about our special spot here, please tell them about it. Share it so we can spread this communication of love, so we can continue to heal and grow and change and stand up in our true authentic selves. I love you and love yourselves like only you can. I'll see you next time. Peace.